You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Ata Maria e te whanau, you're on 95BFM. Hope you guys are having a nice morning. We've got Gina Della Barker from the Show Me Shorts Film Festival in the studio. Morena, how are you?
Morena, I'm really good. I'm excited. Festival's coming in just a few days.
Yes, just around the corner.
I know, we've got 75 short films this year and
Far
three
out.
Music videos. It's the biggest number we've ever had.
That's awesome.
And we think, provided no craziness happens in the next few days, the festival's going to be live in cinemas.
Awesome.
Probably the first film festival that's going to be in cinemas since the beginning of the year, I guess.
That's really exciting. That's super exciting. And it is a really special film festival as well. Do you want to explain for people who maybe don't know much about the Show Me Shorts Film Festival, what is it and what makes you different? I think it is kind of in the title. People might be, you know, getting the hint there. But what's it all about, Gina?
Yeah, well, New Zealanders are amazing at making short films. We have a really great reputation internationally for that. Something about the number eight wire mentality and maybe our oratory storytelling tradition kind of coming together that mean we're awesome at making short films. Mm-hmm. And so Show Me Shorts was born from me and some friends who think short films are great and we didn't have very many opportunities to see them.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is our 15th year.
Wow.
And Show Me Shorts is a really well-respected international short film festival showcasing the best short films from New Zealand and all around the world. And we're going to be doing that in actually 30 cinemas across Aotearoa starting from Friday.
That's so exciting. So the opening night is the 2nd.
That's right.
What can people expect? What kind of things can they expect from short films? Because I love short films. I think they're such a special medium. As you were saying, music videos kind of sit in that realm a little bit too. It's a real skill to be able to tell a story in, you know, a few minutes rather than an hour and a half or 2 hours. And it takes a different sort of, I guess, set of skills maybe than making a feature length. What kind of stuff can people expect from this year's program?
There is such a mixture of films this year. We've got some amazing comedies. We've got a bit of sci-fi.
Cool.
I mean, short films are like these, they're almost like feature film amount of story just distilled down to its very essence. So if you go along to one of the sessions, you're going to see about 7 different short films.
Cool.
Some from New Zealand and some from all over the world, and you're going to feel a whole lot of different emotions. You might be freaked out, you might feel sad, you might feel laughter, you know, many different things. We've got some really high-profile actors in some of the films this year. There's a couple of American films featuring people like Will Ferrell and Matt Dillon.
Wow.
So there's some really experienced directors making short films today. But then there's also complete newcomers. We've got a beautiful Auckland film by Zoe Zhao called Foods for Coping, and it's about a Chinese Kiwi girl who's become pregnant, and it's in the food fight section of the program.
Cool.
Which, you know,
important section, you know, important film genre, really.
Yeah, and it's about her and her mother kind of bonding over the food that her mother cooks for her and like making that emotional connection through food that we can kind of all relate to.
Totally, yeah.
So there's some brand new films as well.
That's kind of the beauty of a festival, I guess any kind of film festival, but for something like Show Me Shorts is you can have really old hat, quite legendary, you know, actors and directors on the same bill as people who this is their first project, maybe their first film, and the actors are all just like mates of theirs, you know. It's quite like a special thing where you can have those on the same bill. What are some of the other things that you're excited for?
We also have some online films this year.
2020!
Yeah, which is kind of necessary this year.
Yeah.
We have 3 of the 11 total programs are available online, and they're available exclusively online, so people won't be able to see those ones in cinemas. And there's a collection of New Zealand films called Aotearoa Online.
Nice.
There's an international section, and then there's also a collection of films just from the UK. We've got 2 two programs from the UK this year. We've collaborated with London Short Film Festival, and they've helped us program one for the cinemas and one for online.
Fantastic.
And tickets for those are only $10, so it's like a cool way to sample the festival. I know some people are still a bit freaked out about coming into cinemas. So if people are at home or like parents and stuff, people are often, it's hard to get to cinemas. So we're hoping this makes Show Me Shorts a bit more accessible for people.
That's awesome.
And some of the best films are actually in those sections as well. So they're not like the second tier films or anything.
No, by no means. And what kind of price point are people looking at if they do want to come to the film festival? It's pretty affordable.
Yeah, the tickets are just normal cinema prices. So it depends where you go. I think at the Rialto, they're like $18, but there's also discounts for students.
Sweet.
So it's reasonable.
And if you are feeling, you know, ready to get back out to the cinema, this is a very good excuse to do it, I reckon. I've been missing the cinema over the second lockdown, and I think that this is one I'm very much looking forward to diving into, I reckon.
Absolutely. And I just want to mention, like, Auckland's still at level 2, so all the measures that we're taking to make sure everyone stays safe.
Cool.
So the festival takes place mainly at Rialto Cinemas, and they still have social distancing there. So when you book tickets, there's no one sitting on either side of you, and they've usually blocked out the rows in front and behind you
awesome.
As well.
Oh, wow.
So you have lots of space around you. Hopefully still in a reasonably full cinema, so you still get some of that.
I'm sure they will be.
My feedback from the cinemas is that their socially distanced sessions, everyone's kind of so excited to be at the cinema that you get that kind of loud laughter from people around you and stuff anyway.
Awesome.
So it still feels like a kind of a communal experience, even though you're safe in your little bubble around you.
Yeah. Oh, that's really great. And I think it is great to be able to just go out and support some awesome local content and get some great international stuff at the same time. And if people want to find out more, showmeshorts.co.nz is the place to go.
Absolutely. Yeah, tickets are on sale at the moment. There's so many great short films, and we should be supporting our cinemas as well.
Hard out.
They've been doing it tough over the last few months, so if we want them to stick around, we need to get to the movies and support them.
Feels like a not a bad obligation. Oh, I guess I have to go watch a film then, support the industry.
Yeah, exactly.
Guess I have to go have a nice time. Hey Gina, it's always a pleasure to have you up in the studio. Thank you for coming in and chatting to us about Show Me Shorts. It is kicking off on the 2nd of October, and it's basically running all month.
All around the country. In Auckland, it's the up until the 14th of October, but all around the country throughout October.
And so the online stuff, will that be available that whole time?
It's
available
for 3 weeks from this Saturday.
Okay.
Tickets for those are on sale now, and then you just get emailed out like a little link and code to allow you to access them. And you've got 3 whole weeks to watch them, so you don't have to like figure out scheduling it at a specific time or anything annoying like that.
Fantastic.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.